Happy Thursday, fam. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Taylor Jones Podcast. Today I have a really cool episode, a little bit different actually. It's about 17 minutes long, and it's really just me going off on a really large rant of ideas through the woods. I talk about why ordinary people can achieve extraordinary things. Success, joy, happiness, love, whatever it is you're trying to create. And I basically try to break this system, this process down. And I think it's the biggest lie that we've ever been told, that ordinary people can't do extraordinary things with their life. I hope you guys enjoy. I kind of weave a couple of my own personal stories in here. Some of them I don't know if I've even told before, at college and some other stuff. So I think you guys will really enjoy and get some value. I jump around from a lot of different thought processes. So if you're losing me in the first couple minutes, just fast forward to 5, 10, and give it a chance, because there's a lot of good quality content in here. Let me know what you guys think. Subscribe if you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast and enjoy. I'm just going to shoot a quick audio here while I'm on my walk in the woods today. Sun just came out as I started shooting. I just want to talk about that, the journey, starting that journey, sometimes getting started is the hardest part. Once you get moving, once you get the ball rolling, once you make a decision and a commitment, then it's just about pivoting, and problem solving and getting creative and putting the work in. But really, I feel like a lot of people struggle to just make the decision to start, So start there. Figure out what it, I always tell people, put your order in. I think this is probably one of the most powerful things that you can do, is put your order in. You get to pick. Do I want to walk through life feeling like I'm a victim and like everything's happening to me? Or, and this is what I believe, do I want to walk through life thinking that everything in front of me, everything that I'm is in my reality, all of the people, all of the circumstances, my income, my relationships, my breakups, my opportunities, my pitfalls, my failures, my fears, my strengths, my insecurities, everything in the fabric of my existence was not only set up for me in the benefit of my ultimate growth, but it's also happening in this moment as well for me. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. It's an all an unfolding that is allowing me to evolve, to grow. That is true spiritual understanding. You want to know the opposite of spirituality? It isn't a lack of faith. The opposite of spirituality is, I'm trying to think of an intelligent way to say, not growing, stagnation, staying in the exact same place because of who knows what, pride, ignorance, fear. As soon as you cast a wave of bravery and courage into your life and you commit yourself to a cause, to a purpose, to a passion, to something, and then, in spite of fear, you go out and you take steps. And at first, they're not going to feel like steps. They're going to feel like stumbles, because you're going to literally move your foot 2 inches forward and fall flat on your face. But guess what? As soon as you fall flat on your face, you'll be able to get up. You'll be able to say, okay, I'm going to go a little bit to the left this time. And then you're going to go 3 inches, and then you're going to fall on your face, and then you're going to, okay, a little bit to the right, and you just keep pivoting. And at first, you're not going to know what you're doing, but if you just say, I know that I have potential, And I know that I can create this thing that I want, whether it's an income, whether it's a job, whether it's a passion, whether it's a business, whatever it is that you want to create, if you just write it down, if you just keep showing up, it will manifest. And you have to meet the vibration. You have to be it. You have to feel it. But yeah, I think the hardest part's just getting started. You know, I'm just so humbled and grateful for where I am today, because I started this process probably, 2 or 3 years ago. I remember sitting down at my, I got back from a yoga retreat. I was so fucking depressed. I felt so lost and confused. Here I was. I had all of the tools. I literally had thousands of years of direct knowledge of Eastern philosophy and the yogic traditions. Everything that I thought that I would ever need in order to be fully happy. And I was miserable. I was scared. I was anxious. I was worried. And I was home. And what I realized is that I let yoga become my life. And yoga is not meant to be your life. Yoga is meant to be an accompaniment. These are tools used to accompany your life. Okay, a system, a framework that allows you to stay wholesome and centered while you walk this tightrope of life. You know? It's like relationships, right? It's like confusing the relationship for the whole thing. No. The relationship that you have with people, you know, whether it's a wife or a marriage or a kid, that isn't your whole life. That's just an accompaniment of your life. It's a vehicle that you can use to grow, to learn, to share, to create, to bring joy into your life. And if you mistake that for the whole thing, well, then you're very lost and you're also very attached, you know? Just like in that way, yoga isn't meant to be your life. Philosophies are meant to be your life. They're supposed to add value to your life. Your life is just a series of habits and actions that you take on a day-to-day basis. So focus on adjusting those and use the practices of yoga or whatever you use, or Christianity, whatever you use to help empower you through that process. You know, but yeah, so getting back to my story, I was fucking lost. I was just hurt and I was in pain and I didn't know what the next step for me was. And then I remember I was like, I can't sit here and dwell. That's what so many of us do. We just sit and dwell. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go turn on something to watch. And obviously I didn't want to just have it be pointless. I knew that I needed help. So I turned on The Law of Attraction on Netflix. I'll never forget it. And I just watched 30 minutes of it. And I have a very open mind, so when I heard about this and heard about this guy talking about it, I was like, it makes sense. You know, I was like, it makes sense. So I tried it. And I was like, okay, none of this seems real. It makes sense, but it doesn't seem real. I don't believe it, but I'm going to try it. And I remember just getting out a pen and a paper and writing down, a list of 3 or 4 things that I wanted. It was very vague, very vague. But I made the list, and I think a couple of them were like to be able to work outside in nature, to be able to travel, to do this and that. And then fast forward 6 months later, I kept referring to the list, obviously my journal every day. Guess what? I had all four or five of those things. Had a new car. I was working outside in nature, and I was traveling all over New York State. But guess what? I was doing shit that I hated. I was measuring telephone poles. You know, I was traveling across New York State doing a job I hated, and I realized that I asked for the wrong things. I wasn't specific enough. So what did I do? Well, shit, I was like, okay, I had some money saved up. So I asked for different things. I was like, okay, I want to go meet people that inspire me. I want to go meet people that think like me. I want to go to Hawaii. I want to go on awesome adventures and hikes and see mountains. You know, I want to start a business. I want to increase my income to XYZ. You know, and I got really specific with what I wanted. And then fast forward another 3 months, I kind of hit another wall after I was I did all that. Well, other than the income, take out the income, but like the hiking and the traveling and stuff. And then that's when I wrote my fucking credo, like my mission statement. And that's when shit got really real in my life, because I had to come back home. I had no money. And I knew that it was, we all have seasons in our life, right? And I was entering into a season where there was a shift taking place. And how you doing? And this new season was calling for, I was previously in a season of adventure, of interpersonal transformation. You know, kind of like the butterfly right before it comes out of the cocoon. You know, I was going through this process of inner work. And the season that I could kind of feel that I was shifting into was, okay, I've done all this reading, I've done all this preparation, but it's time to execute. It's time to, like, strategize and use my intellect. It's time to take full responsibility for every area of my life. It's time to really go out and create. You know, you only can be a hippie so long. You only can figure yourself out for so long. And I really felt like for the first time in my life, I had a really strong idea of who I am. So it was at that moment where I was like, okay, I'm going to actually go out and execute now. And this is what I'm going to do. And when I was writing it down, the funniest part, this is the most ironic part, is that when I was writing the credo down, you know, the credo is a series of, it was a mission statement. It was my purpose. It was my plan, and like I'm going to complete X, Y, and Z by X, Y, and Z date. You know, that was like my mission, my credo, and my fucking Bible. When I was writing all that down, half of me was getting so excited, because I almost like with this nervous energy, this excitement, but in the chills, I was like, wow. Well, the other part of me is like, Taylor, there's no way you could do this. Like, what the fuck? And that was my ego. My mind stepped in. I was like, how the fuck do you think you're going to do this? Who do you think you are? You don't deserve this. All this bullshit. It's literally as soon as I started writing it down, but I just kept going. And I wrote with one pretension, I think this is the right word. I said, okay, just, I want you to write, Taylor, but write on one condition. Well, not a condition, but write with one thing in mind. I want you to write, and as you're writing, you're going to write what you want and what you stand for. And I want, as you're writing what you want, I want you to write as if you can have anything. As if anything that you put on that paper is going to come true. I want you to write like that. That has to be the one notion beforehand. You can't manifest with limitations. You can't, well, you maybe you can, but you have to say, okay, I'm going to move forward as if anything is possible, even if it doesn't feel like it in this moment. That's what you have to do. And you have to say to yourself, I'm going to find a way to prove to myself that anything is possible, even though I'm aware that I don't already behave as if that is true. Because you doubt yourself, everyone does. You're afraid of things, everyone is. You have no results. A lot of people have came from nothing, right? But if you just first you have to have the awakening. The awakening is the moment that you say, oh shit, what if the only thing separating successful people, happy people, joyful people, powerful manifestors in this world, what if the only thing that separates those people that are really full of joy from the people that are miserable, what if it was all in their mind? What if they just literally made the decision and said, you know what? I'm going to do this. And I remember the exact day, the exact place, and the exact time. I was in the gym at LA Fitness in Webster, and I was listening to a song by Russ. I don't know which one it was, but, and I remember it just clicked. And I asked myself that question. What if the only thing separating those two groups of people that I previously mentioned, what if it was literally just whether or not they believed that they could do it? You know, the biggest fallacy, the biggest lie that we have ever believed as a society is that normal people are not capable of unordinary things, extraordinary things. That's the biggest lie that we've been told. It's the biggest lie. Anybody can do practically anything. It's a matter of, do they have the courage? Do they have the belief in themselves? Do they have the support? Can they harness that? Can they harness the strengths that they have? Because everyone has different strengths. Luckily for me, I got a powerful, charismatic personality. I got heightened levels of self-awareness, but I also have a lot of fears and insecurities. I'm not the best accountant. I do have pitfalls, right? I have weaknesses, but if you figure out what your strengths are and you deploy on those strengths, and then you seek out people who complement your weaknesses to help you create the purpose and vision that you have, and you create a system or at least a substructure of relationships that are mutually beneficial for and positive outcomes for everyone involved, now you've aligned yourself with the universe, with a higher power, with energies and forces that lie outside of your own personal egotistical needs. And now you're really going to start creating. But that's a lie that we've ever been told. The biggest lie we've ever been told is that normal and ordinary people aren't capable of extraordinary things. And I wish more people understood that. I wish more people understood that. You know? I always felt like I had. I always felt, and I think a lot of people do, like I was a little bit special. Like, not that I was better than anybody, but that I had something special to offer. I remember like it was yesterday. It was this really eerie feeling driving through campus at Oswego when I was just getting ready to start. And I was having I was really excited, you know, just because of all of the opportunity and the mystery of what could happen over the next 4 years of my life. I had no idea what to expect exactly. And I remember this feeling overcoming me as I was driving through campus, fresh air, you know, smelling the lake breeze and seeing all the people happy and excited to be, you know, starting as freshmen. I remember thinking to myself, what if I came here and I was known by everyone, and everyone knew me, and I like changed, and I was a huge inspiration. You know, and I don't remember exactly how the thought went in my mind, but I remember thinking to myself, what if I created something that changed this campus as it was previously known? And I mean, technically, in a small way, we all do that on a smaller scale. We all have ripple effects in our networks, you know, even if we don't even recognize it. You do make an impact, however small you think you are. But I remember just thinking, like, I have something special to offer, and I really can make an impact if I put my intention out there and I follow through on it. So, yeah, just remember that, guys. Like, ordinary people are capable of extraordinary things, but you have to commit. You have to start the process. You have to figure it out what it is, what you want. You have to put your order in. You have to wake up every day and execute. You have to believe in yourself. You have to surround yourself with people that complement your weaknesses. And you have to intend. You know, you have to put your intention out there and do it. So, guys, please, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, because that helps me get my message out to more people. Share this with a friend who's trying to create their dreams. And let's go. Let's squat up. Let's do this. Rock on. Have a great day.